Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next 20 minutes, Judge Andrew Napolitano joins us. He, of course, for the last week has now moved from the weekends with the number one show in months. Well, out of the gates was number one on Fox Business. On the weekends to the regular Fox Business weeknights, and it's becoming very, very successful there as well. So from the weekends to weekdays, and hopefully very soon to the main Fox channel, because he's a real libertarian at heart, and we always appreciate having Judge Andrew Napolitano, JudgeNap.com, also best-selling author, with us. Judge, this is a short segment. The long segment's coming up, but so much going on in the world today. What's most important on your radar?
I think the president wants to subjugate us, Alex. I think the president, who falsely claims that he believes in civil liberties, who took an oath to uphold the Constitution, and who could stop all of this with a phone call to Cousin Janet. We're not related, but I kiddingly referred to her that way, Janet Napolitano, has placed armed and unarmed uniformed agents between private carriers and their customers at the most critical juncture, barking orders, demanding conformity, threatening arrest and fines. I think this is the beginning of an effort of this president to use powers from some source other than the Constitution, an argument his predecessor made, to get us to conform to his will. I fear that this TSA stormtrooper behavior is the tip of an iceberg or an ocean that this administration, now that it has lost some of its strength in Congress, may want to use to overwhelm us.
Well, we know, and you were critical of George Bush and the police state things he carried out. Obama's continued the torture of the wars, in some cases expanded some of the extraordinary rendition, the enhanced interrogations. But because he's got a leftist cover, the left has been in a coma dealing with it. But now this TSA, hands in pants, and we've got all of this happening. I mean, it really does show their lust to dominate us and to basically break those taboos. And you're right. They've announced they want TSA scanners on the streets. They're already beta testing it at train stations. TSA has been searching people's bags without warrants for years in New York. So you're right. I mean, this is something they want to roll out nationwide.
You know, the most specific part of the Constitution, the one that provides the most details as to what the government may and may not do, is the Fourth Amendment, which establishes the right to privacy, the right to be left alone. And it basically says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects, in their persons, meaning their bodies. And the Supreme Court has ruled in some cases with which you and I agree and in some with which you and I disagree. Nevertheless, it has uniformly ruled that you own your body, and the government cannot touch it or go near it or go inside of it without an order from a judge after the judge has heard arguments from both sides and the government has proved its right to do so. Because the Constitution presumes that we are innocent until proven guilty, yet the TSA, not by a law that Congress wrote, but by a regulation written by a couple of faceless bureaucrats, nameless until a few weeks ago, has turned that presumption of innocence upside down and treats everyone as if they were entering a prison rather than getting onto a private airliner.
Absolutely. And expanding on that, they are having federally funded checkpoints that violate the Fourth Amendment, federally funded blood draws at DWI checkpoints, no refusal. They're trying to push forced inoculations. This is clearly their attempt to set the precedent to get in our space and put their hands on our body. And Ron Paul told me an hour and a half ago that they've grabbed his genitals.
I did not know that. And Ron was on with me last night. Ron made an argument which was purely Jeffersonian in its brilliance and its simplicity.
Well, tell us about that when we come back, Judge. I want to hear that, but I want to go further. I want to ask you as a judge, as a constitutional scholar, not just the Fourth Amendment. Am I wrong in saying this violates Ninth and Tenth? We've got a federal power grab that, you know, even sworn peace officers of the state can't stick their hands down your pants without an emergency or a warrant. I mean, how are they doing this? We'll be right back with Judge Andrew Napolitano, JudgeNap.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Judge Andrew Napolitano. This show's now moved from Fox Business Weekends, number one, to Fox Business Weeknights. You can find out more on his website. He's going to have Jerome Corsi on tonight. We'll find out what's coming up on his show tonight. I love seeing Fox promote somebody like Napolitano because he tells the truth. He's a constitutionalist. He was against Bush when he was pushing tyranny. He's against Obama when he's pushing tyranny. He talks about the New World Order. If you just joined us, we were discussing the TSA in the last segment. You were getting into Ron Paul, who you interviewed last night, and his Jeffersonian argument against the TSA. Go ahead.
Well, Ron Paul made the same argument that Jefferson did, which is interestingly the same argument that the now iconic, heroic young man from San Diego made at the San Diego airport 2 weeks ago when he said, "Don't touch my junk," referring to his private parts. If I can't do it to you, then I can't give the government the power to do it to you. If you take a swing at me, I can take a swing back. But I can't invite you onto my property and presume the right to touch your private parts as a condition of your coming onto the property. Stated differently, the only powers the government has are the powers we give it. And the only powers we give it are the powers that we have to give it. We don't have the power to touch someone else private in their private parts against their will, no matter what they're doing. It's a sexual assault, whether it's done by the gardener, by a school teacher, by a member of the clergy, or by somebody wearing a government uniform. Congressman Paul not only articulated that so nicely on my show, he introduced a piece of legislation that's 10 lines long, which would stop this in a heartbeat, but it will never see the light of day. Why do you think Speaker designate John Boehner, who flies commercial from Cincinnati to Washington several days a week, was permitted to walk around the scanners and around the gropers? Is it because they recognize him? Well, of course they recognize him. It's because they want him on their side. You grope a member of Congress, he's going to vote against this. You let him walk around the gropers, he's going to say, "Oh, go ahead, keep us safe."
So this is true discrimination at its heart, but what about my point that this violates the Ninth and Tenth Amendment? I guess that goes to the Jeffersonian point.
The Tenth Amendment says that the powers not given to the federal government are retained by the states and the people, and we never gave, the Constitution nowhere gave the federal government the power to keep us safe. That is the obligation of individuals and of the states. And the Ninth Amendment says, just because we have enumerated certain rights in this Constitution, it doesn't mean that there are other natural rights that the people don't have. Stated differently, your right to bodily integrity, you have it, whether it's mentioned in the Constitution or not. It's a natural
So,
right.
Judge, what is this attempt then? What do you think's behind this? They know brazenly ordering them to put their hands down the pants now and to record our naked images of our body, which they've been caught doing. They know this is 180 degrees polar opposite of a liberty culture. It's a tyranny culture. So is this the Fuhrer precept that Bush tried where they said, well, it's not illegal when the president does it. You know, torture is illegal, but it's not illegal if the president orders it. Is this just more of this control freak religion of pushing it to the limit?
It's more of a control freak progressive with an uppercase T religion that the government can do whatever it wants. Look, this morning there were two polls, very dismaying. One said two-thirds of the American public doesn't object to the porn or the grope. Well, most of the public doesn't fly every day, and they haven't exposed to this. But the more terrifying one is that 53% of Americans think the government is operating outside the Constitution and aren't doing anything about it. If the government is operating outside the Constitution, it's time to change the government. I mean, that's about as reckless a thing as you can be. The Constitution equals the rule of law. If the government is not obeying the rule of law, how can it impose laws upon us? The problem with the Boehner exception to the TSA, should they make an exception for Madonna or Derek Jeter or somebody else that's well known, is that these bureaucrats are making up rules on the spot and then making exceptions to the rules on the spot. That is a power that is not theirs to have. Only the Congress can make law, and it can only do it after a legitimate debate and a vote by the people's representatives.
So it's judge, jury, and executioner. I think the establishment's going to lose this fight. I mean, I really see this becoming a focal point of people's anger in general.
You know, I agree with you, Alex, and I've seen some people that I'm surprised to see on our side. Former Senator Rick Santorum, who almost always sided with big government, sounded like Alex Jones this morning. Peter King, Republican congressman from Long Island, who always sides with security, said the TSA has become the enemy of the American people. Congressman John Micah, who wrote the TSA legislation, says we have to change this immediately. I think this is starting to sink in across the board. It knows no ideological, no ethnic, no gender line. I think the American public is saying enough is enough. But one person isn't listening. And he could stop this with a phone call. And that's the president who wants to induce us to conform to his way of behaving and thinking, just like his predecessor.
That's Barack H. Obama. And they do want to back off now because they understand if they continue the fight, it's only going to have the American people come together. And that's what they're threatened by. Speaking of Ron Paul, Judge, I had him on during the first hour, and I went over the Washington Post headline where they talk about, you know, using a war to fix the economy, the David Broder article. I went over the RAND Corporation 2 years ago, our article at PrisonPlanet.com, talking about how they need a larger war so that the dollar stays strong and so that countries basically go along with the formation of this corporate world government. And Ron Paul agreed with me. He said that certainly we have to look at the military-industrial complex staging this provocation. Not that North Korea is good. They're probably the most evil country on earth, this hereditary dictatorship. But going into their waters, engaging in a naval exercise, firing artillery near their shore, when the North had warned them, that's clearly a provocation. What's your take on this?
My take on it is that the president, that all presidents love war, except if Ron Paul became president, because they know that war is the health of the state, that people will pay more taxes, give up their liberty, and unite behind the soldiers no matter what the outcome. They falsely believe that war will help the economy. It's beyond me how taxing people to purchase equipment and then destroying the equipment helps the economy. But this is a myth that has been perpetrated since Woodrow Wilson, reinforced by FDR, used by George W. Bush, and we're about to see if Barack Obama can use it. Fortunately, this is not in our backyard. It is 10,000 miles away, and there are voices in both parties on both sides of the aisle are saying, no, we're not going to do this again. Ron Paul is leading the charge.
All right, Judge, I've got a few other final questions for you, and then tell us about what's coming up tonight on the TV show. Glenn Beck, who I've been critical of on many fronts because he's flip-flopped over the years. You haven't. That's why I support you and your libertarian views. We're very close to each other.
Right.
But that, I'm not trying to attack Glenn. He's given you a big platform to, you know, really tell the truth. But 2 weeks ago, as you know, he came out. He read the quotes by Obama and Clinton officials saying how great a terror attack would be, how it would help them. He read the newsletters where they're demonizing Glenn and myself, saying we're going to cause an Oklahoma City attack. And he went ahead and said, these people, this is a quote, are planning another Oklahoma City to be blamed on the Liberty Movement. That's a big, bold shift for Glenn Beck. What's your take on him coming out and talking about false flag terror?
Well, I'm a close friend of Glenn's. Obviously, I don't have any control over what he says on his show, but I appear with him a lot. I fill in for him on television when he's not here, and I share a lot of his views. I don't know anything about what he just said, but I do believe that this government would welcome the type of conflagration that we have seen in the past if it would help it become more authoritarian, particularly now with the loss of the House and with a filibuster positive number that the Republicans have, and I carry no water for them, as you know,
yes,
in the Senate. The president is going to have to rule by decree, and the easiest way for him to rule by decree is to accompany his decree with fear, and the easiest way to get that fear is to look the other way if somebody assaults us.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes. A $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Not worried about them moving to south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America.
Wear American and be proud. Go to gusset.com/America.
The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just
Fawcett.com/America Today.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't think of a better time to have Congressman Ron Paul on with us. He's only with us about 20 minutes. I want to get into the Korea situation, the TSA, the quantitative easing too, the monetization of debt. I want to get into Rand Paul winning and what that signifies, the fact that Ron Paul and Rand Paul have announced that they're not going to be joining the Tea Party caucus because some of the leaders of it are people that voted for the bailout. We're going to be discussing all that. Congressman, thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you again.
Of that constellation of things I threw out, what do you think is most important right now?
Well, the cause of liberty, that's always my number one goal, and that is related to the deficit, because the bigger the government, the more the government spends, the less liberty we have, and that involves what we do overseas as well as we do here. So it's been the same old story, and of course that's closely related to our financial system and our Federal Reserve, because it would have been brought to a halt if they couldn't have been, you know, counterfeiting the money.
You know, I'm seeing Wall Street Journal, New York Times headlines every week now saying Ron Paul was right, pointing out that everything you talked about in those debates and got laughed at by a minority of fools has now come true. What's your view on quantitative easing? Are you going to get the banking committee chairmanship? Where are you going in your interrogation of the Federal Reserve?
Well, I'm assuming I'm going to get the chairmanship, but, you know, until it's done, you can't be absolutely positive. But I'm working on the assumption that we will. And I think most everybody will know where I stand on the Federal Reserve, although my position is to abolish the Fed, and I read a book called End the Fed. I also take a stand that, you know, even if I could, I wouldn't close the Federal Reserve in one day. I think they're going to close itself when they have runaway inflation that destroys the dollar, and that's what's so dangerous. But I would still argue the case for legalizing the Constitution and competition and allowing gold and silver to be legal tender. So everything they do is incorrect because they're managing the money supply and they're managing interest rates, and that's where the source of the problem is. And just recently some Republicans have come out and they say, you know what we need to do is take away some of the responsibility of the Fed, because they're supposed to be, since 1978, they were supposed to deal with unemployment. Which, you know, it's true that that was a silly thing to do, and they give us our they're the ones who give us the unemployment. They can't produce employment. But, you know, but removing that is almost irrelevant. It's the fact that they exist and manipulate interest rates and mess around with the money supply, and they're supposed to give us stable prices. Whether or not they have that additional mandate is missing the whole point. It's almost a distraction.
Absolutely. I'm sure you noticed 2 weeks ago when the Chinese government said they want transparency on the Fed and basically called for an audit. We now have foreign governments and the biggest owner of our debt calling for some transparency of this group.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when our Congress wants to tell other countries what to do, I object, because we ought to mind our own business. But, you know, if you've invested $1 trillion or nearly $1 trillion in our dollar, they've almost earned the right to say something about our management of our dollar. But the hypocrisy is for us to lecture China because we think their currency is too weak. And yet that's all we do is work on weakening our currency. So it's going to, you know, come to a boil. I don't think it's good. I don't think it's good for the world. I don't think it's good for us, our economy, and it's going to lead to a lot more trouble, mainly because everybody has a fiat currency and everybody's trying to manage to maneuver somebody else, and they just don't believe in sound money and they don't believe in free markets.
Congressman, is this next session of Congress, the new session starting next year with the Republican majority, do you think in your gut this is the This is going to be the Congress working with your son in the Senate that is finally going to get a real audit of the second largest holder of our debt, the private Federal Reserve?
I think it's going to still be an issue. I think the auditing the Fed will come up again. There'll be some more votes. We will get bits and pieces of information that we haven't had before. But a real audit, no, I'm not expecting it. But that doesn't diminish my desire to pursue the issue. Because, you know, even if we did finally get the votes in the Senate and came out in a bill, the president would probably veto it. Mm-hmm. And if he didn't veto it, the Fed is going to stonewall us, or they'll go to the courts, and they'll get a favorable ruling on the courts that they don't have to do it. So it would go on and on. So it's more likely we're going to find out about the Fed when they self-destruct, where they really just ruin the system and they no longer function and become irrelevant, and people will be forced to use some sound money, that is, use of gold and silver coins.
I remember 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, you basically with precision as a medical doctor, as a congressman, as someone who studies economics and has won awards in that area, that that as time went on, you saw the self-destruction of this system through dollar devaluation coming. Obviously, we're getting closer to that. What type of time frame do you see, Congressman?
Well, that's what's you know, not possible to predict, and everybody wants to know. Investors need to know, or they need to make estimates. I work on the assumption that it could come anytime because there's no foundation to our system, no foundation to our money, no support for the currency other than the promises of our politicians and the Federal Reserve. And they're losing, people are losing confidence in those entities constantly. But I think they tend to pull stuff out of the fire more than we ever dream. It doesn't deserve to exist, and they've really messed it up, and we have these tremendous deficits. I still think they could keep this thing going, you know, 3, 4, maybe even 5 years. But to say that, oh, okay, it's going to be safe, so if you see interest rates go up, why don't you go back into buying long-term bonds? Because, you know, in 10 or 15 years, there will be no problems, and you can have confidence in what they're doing. I think it's way too early to expect that.
Well, is it accurate to say this is a debt black hole, and we're seeing this now in Ireland, not just in Greece and Portugal and Spain, and that the bigger the bailouts, the more it just accelerates, you know, the final implosion?
Yeah, and everything is based on the dollar. You know, we're in all this trouble, yet they can't bail out these countries or states like California. Everybody gets bailed out, but the base is the dollar. The dollar is the reserve, and we're still getting away with it. We're still printing the money, and they're taking as much as China complains. They still, you know, buy some of our treasury debt less than they used to, but they have so much, and they don't want to crash it. So, but there's going to be a limit, and the markets are more powerful than the governments and the central banks. I keep thinking back because I watched it so closely in the 70s and in the 60s because they kept pretending that gold was as the dollar was as good as gold, and it was at $35 an ounce. But finally, the market overwhelmed. No matter how many lies they told, people lost confidence in it, and they had to quit the game because there wasn't people called them on it, and they wanted their gold.
So the buck stops.
Eventually, that's going to happen again.
So the buck stops with the buck.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com.
Wind Blue Power carries the best battery charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WINDBLUEPower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at windbluepower.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is
now racing through some of what's happening. We see the dollar back up today because of this Korea situation. Obviously, North Korea is a horrible hereditary dictatorship under Kim Jong-il and now Kim Jong-un, his secretive son. But now North Korea admits in Reuters they were doing drills and firing artillery into a questionable area that North Korea claims. Now North Korea has bombarded an island in the south, killing and maiming quite a few people. The South Korean president says they're preparing to strike the North. The North is talking about annihilating the South. And then I have this RAND Corporation report. RAND lobbies Pentagon for start of war to save U.S. economy. I think back to NATO stirring stuff up with Russia on 888. I have the Obama advisor telling the Financial Times of London bottom line here is Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership. Robert Shapiro said he has to find some way between now and demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence. And short of a new 9/11 or Oklahoma City, I can't think of how he can do that. We also have neocon leaders telling Obama to attack Iran or start a war. So we see a lot of hype out there to start some type of war or stir one up to boost the dollar and keep this Ponzi scheme going. Your geopolitical take on that, Congressman?
Yeah, it really is frightening when you hear people in our administration or outside the administration literally advocating war as a way to get out of an economic crisis, which is just insane talk. And, the whole idea that we're on the verge of a serious attack by North Korea on South Korea or anybody else, they seem to be a little kooky for even implying that. But you wonder how they get motivated to do that because, it's worse than a third world nation. They have weapons. That's all they have. But they don't have any wealth. They can't even feed their people. And they have no more ability to take over South Korea than the man on the moon. I just wished we weren't over there. And if it is a problem, which it may well be, let South Korea take care of it. Let China take care of it. They're close by. They probably don't want another war over there. Japan has interests involved. But we don't. And we need to stay the devil out of there. Unless they're doing it deliberately and sort of orchestrating this in order to have the military-industrial complex, benefit and the dollar temporarily benefit. But how could the borders over there be anything compared to the borders between Texas and Mexico? How many people died on our borders in the last year? Thousands.
28,000 in the last 2.5 years total, and that's kind of out of sight, out of mind. But you have a better chance, doctor, as you know, of dying from a bee sting than being killed by terrorists. Moving to the next subject. This radio show a month ago launched the exposure of the TSA with the new enhanced pat-down, kind of like enhanced interrogation is torture. This is molestation. Now they admit they're sticking their hands in people's pants. Pistol tried to deny it yesterday when he was on ABC, but they reported that ABC reporters are having them stick their hands down their pants. I have witnessed men touching babies' crotches. So this is now confirmed, and I believe this is a catalyst for the eruption of the anger that the American people already have. Doesn't this violate the 10th Amendment? What are minimum wage federal employees doing groping everybody? I mean, how did we go this far?
It's hard to figure out. Who would have ever believed this? And the other day when I introduced my legislation to deal with this, I said, I worry about the foreign policy, the spending, the Federal Reserve, our debt, the whole mess, which are huge. But this one addresses something else. This one is just such an affront, so much out in the open, and government being so bold as to maul us in public and say they're doing it for our interest. If we tolerate this, there's something wrong with us. I mean, something wrong with it. It's almost like it's probably not fair to say this because so many people don't deserve it. We deserve, some of this stuff. If we don't do something about it, and hopefully the American people will do something, they'll eventually have to boycott the airlines or whatever, or throw the bums out. Maybe the Congress will get off their duff and do something in January and insist that we rein in the TSA.
Congressman, a month ago, just with my own common sense, I said this new enhanced pat-down is meant to harass people into accepting the naked body scanners that Chertoff and others are openly making money out of. Now, Atlantic Monthly has talked to the TSA. They admitted that, yes, we want to intimidate people. So this is an act of harassment or sexual terrorism, in my view, and they admit it. Shouldn't there be congressional hearings about this? I mean, the method to the madness, if government can set the precedent to put its hands down your pants or remove a urology or colostomy bag, and they are doing this, that's confirmed, or to strip down five-year-olds in full view. It reminds me of the Nazis. They started out with papers, please, in 33. By 40, it was stripping women down with babies and running them into pits and shooting them in the back of the head. We have the film footage of that. I mean, this is clearly to dominate us and to break our will, but I think they've gone one step too far. I think they've triggered the sleeping giant.
Yeah, let's hope so. It seems that way. Showing our papers, we've on that a long time because we show our Social Security number and our driver's license and whole work. No matter what we do, get a job or buy something, they usually want those numbers. But now they want us, want the government to just show them our genitalia, and they want to take pictures of us and put their hands into our pants and all that. So hopefully enough to wake the people up. And what I think is great, you know, we complain a lot about the mainstream media, and they haven't been very friendly to us. But there's been a lot of good pictures on all the TV stations, you know, because it's been so abusive. So even though a fraction of the American people fly frequently, I'm sure almost all Americans now have seen some of these pictures and saying to themselves, hey, what's going on here? I mean, why are they doing this? So I think I think it's a healthy wake-up call to a lot of Americans. I just hope they can work that in to the whole concept of what's been going on with our country for a long time. Government is too big and intrusive and abuse our rights, and they do the things they shouldn't be doing, and they forget about the things they were instructed to do.
Congressman, again, I noticed 3 weeks ago that this could be the catalyst for the American people to finally stand up and realize the power we have. Now mainstream media is admitting that this is something almost like the Tea Party that you were the catalyst for back in 07, 08. I really see this trending towards a changing point on the graph going back towards liberty. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think so. And they'll always be trying to minimize it and dilute it. So maybe they'll see this as an opportunity. They have to back off, and they might contract some of this work out. But they contract it out to their favorite corporations, and they're doing the same thing. We have to be careful that they're not exempt, from the same abuse that we're complaining about.
That was my next question. Have you ever suffered at the hands of the TSA?
I have to go through that all the time because I have metal in my knees, and I don't go through. Well, basically the X-ray is not available, and I hate the idea of doing that. So I get prodded all the time, and it's disgusting. And I tell them so. I say, this is disgusting. How can you do it? And why am I putting up with it? It's so disgusting I just don't understand, and that's why I'm determined to do my very best to wake up the people about what's happening.
Well, doctor, we've only got about 2 minutes left. A medical doctor asks permission, is trained, does it respectfully when you go get an exam. You're a gynecologist and delivered so many babies, but now some minimum wage person is pulling off urology bags, is sticking their hands in people's pants. Jesse Ventura, the former governor, said here last Friday that he's going to boycott it, and he believes if enough people don't fly, that will force industry to put pressure on government. I mean, specifically, have you had them? Have you had the enhanced pat down yet, sir? Have they touched your crotch?
Absolutely. And it's wow. Like I said, absolutely disgusting. And you know, they've already proven the point. You know, my argument is that the airlines, the owners of the airlines, are responsible. It should be Continental and United, other people, and we should decide whether we want to contract with them.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LASIG.
Traditional smokers the world over love Le Cig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. Le Cig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of Le Cig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig, for today's modern smoker.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Joel Skousen is editor of World Affairs Brief, political scientist specializing in the philosophy of law and constitutional theory. He's also a designer of high-tech security residences and retreats for the elite and others. He has designed self-sufficient and high-security homes throughout North America and has consulted in Central America as well. He, is, of course, has the book Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. He's also a fighter pilot, a veteran, and a lot more. And his uncle was Cleon Skousen, who wrote the definitive works even before we had the works of the insiders admitting and confirming what Cleon Skousen said, like the author of Tragedy and Hope, of course, Bill Clinton's mentor, Carol Quigley, worldaffairsbrief.com. I wanted to get him on because there have been so many new developments. Just a recap for those that joined us. Washington Times, U.S. sends carrier group to Yellow Sea for exercises near Korea. They're reportedly going to go into areas that are disputed again. A major provocation. I'm no fan of the lunatic hermit hereditary dictatorship controlled by China of North Korea, but this is a provocation. China may spurn Obama appeal to rein in North Korea after attack on the South, started by the earlier South Korean provocation going into the waters. We also have a London Telegraph, North Korea attacks. Are we skipping towards a nuclear apocalypse? Very, very serious. The Infowars.com story, Pentagon to send aircraft carrier strike group into the areas right off the coast of North Korea. We also have the amazing China Daily, which is, you know, we're pretty much an authorized government front group for the communist Chinese. Headline, China, Russia quit dollar. They signed the deal last night to start trading with each other. Natural gas and oil from Russia for raw materials and rare earth minerals and finished goods from China. This is a big deal, and it's right down Joel Skousen's alley with his research. Joel, we've got about 22 minutes left with you. Appreciate you joining us. Break down what you think this signifies geopolitically.
Thanks, Alex. It's good to be with you. Let me give some perspective to this. Since the armistice, you know, there's still technically a war, North Korea, South Korea. Since the armistice, there have been 150 acts of war on the part of the North Koreans versus the South Koreans or U.S. Just a brief rundown. Three assassination attempts on presidents of state. Dozens of kidnappings. Three American soldiers killed at the border zone. Five ships attacked, including the recent patrol boat attack. Three airliners hijacked. Three artillery attacks on the South. Two missiles fired. Three American reconnaissance aircraft attacked over the years. These are occurring almost twice a year ever since this has happened. There have been four bombs planted in South Korea by the North. There have been dozens of fishing vessels captured and held hostage.
The Pueblo.
And then there's the U.S. Pueblo, which is the last one of my list. A major U.S. reconnaissance ship captured, never returned, crew imprisoned. These are acts of war, and the U.S. has done nothing but pontificate. Now, I gave as background because I want to say that even though these appear to be huge provocation, it is my analysis they will not amount to anything. In fact, I think that Lindsey Williams, or source is throwing out, well, has been throwing out disinformation ever since the oil prediction, which was correct. They often do that, start with something correct, and then start to do things which haven't happened or won't happen. Now, I'm not downplaying the fact that China is the big problem, and North Korea is its lackey. But I believe very strongly, strategically, that North Korea is being saved as a trigger event for World War III, something very big and much further down the line. In other words, Iran is not a diversion. Iran is the next country to be attacked. And you will mark my words, Alex, this will pass in so many words, and they will continue to placate North Korea for these egregious acts of war, do nothing to them. No regime change, no attacks, no retaliation. And North Korea will not, in fact, attack the U.S. fleet out there. But we will see a continual attack in the Middle East, and Iran will be targeted sometime.
Well, to correct myself, because as I said it, I realized that it wasn't the full spectrum of what Williams' source, who he's now revealed, had told him, who clearly is an insider, that now Iran is on the map, but after that, to watch China and Russia because they were the big players. Do you agree with what Williams' source said?
Yes, absolutely. As long as he's not saying that this is the immediate source, because it is not. And that's what I'm trying to say, is that there's a pattern of permissiveness with North Korea that is just unexplainable vis-a-vis the way that we treat Iran. The U.S. has been begging Iran to do any one of these things, try an assassination attempt in Iraq, kidnap someone, have an artillery attack on Iraq or a missile attack, or shoot down a U.S. aircraft. Can you imagine? We would be at war attacking Iran within 30 minutes if they did this. This would be God's gift to Obama, to George Bush, to give them an excuse to attack. And that just shows the hypocrisy. Iran is nowhere near the danger that North Korea is to the world with its weapons programs, with its proliferation of weapons, nuclear proliferation, its missile program. And yet we do nothing. In fact, we guarantee them no regime change. We guarantee no military interference.
What was the 1988 event at the end of the Iran-Iraq war where I've seen it reported it's the biggest U.S. naval engagement since the end of World War II is how they bill it, where they destroyed a bunch of Iranian battleship. They called it Operation Praying Mantis.
Yes, it was very, very serious. At that time, of course, they didn't have the war on terror going on. They didn't have the provocations to be able to mount an attack on Iran. In fact, And so it was not anything related to the current war or current plans on attacking Iran. You know, we had the major shootdown of one of the Iranian airliners at one time, too, which probably was, in fact, a mistake. But, you know, Iran, it certainly helped to inspire a great deal of hatred towards America. And I think that's what, in essence, the Iranian attack will become, is sealing the nail on the coffin of the U.S. as the bully of the world. We're going to look very, very bad. Israel's going to look very, very bad in attacking Iran and destroying a lot of infrastructure there. But I think we have to be very careful to take this in perspective, what's happening in North Korea. I mean, look at the wordage of the United States. You know, we are outraged, they say, and yet we must insist on a measured, unified response to North Korean attack. And what do? They go to the Chinese and say, we want you to rein in your little puppet country. China does nothing. They never will do anything about China. The U.S. will never do anything about China's refusal to do that.
Let me ask you this, Joel. Back in the mid-1990s, Bill Clinton gets the blame, and he deserves a large portion of it for allowing Laura Allen Hughes to transfer the ICBM systems, the MIRV reentry blueprints, but also the head of ABB, the Swiss company, headed up by Rumsfeld, Donald Rumsfeld, transferring the reactor systems to them as well. So clearly, why did the West allow AQCon laboratories to develop nuclear weapons? Why did England, the United States, and Israel, to some extent, help give nukes to Pakistan, help give nukes to North Korea, but then freak out over Iran?
Well, as I say, this is our terrorists versus the ones that aren't in our control. The ones that we want to use for provocations of World War III. And I think there is a very long-term process involved in this. I mean, we know, for example, that part of the Khan nuclear spying ring was instrumental in giving Iran their start in their nuclear program. And they, in fact, gave them, according to the CIA, and this may be disinformation, flawed plans that wouldn't work, in fact. But the U.S. had very much to do with getting the Iranian program started in nuclear war, of course, with Pakistan as well. I think we're looking at some very sophisticated levels of conflict creation here. The entire Pakistani India is a potential trigger event for major hostilities.
Well, Brzezinski admits that in his books, exactly what you're saying. I mean, he's pretty open about it.
That's right. But remember, it's complex in the sense that India was a client state of Russia for many years, and now it's starting to transit. The West is trying to woo India away from Russia's field of influence. Pakistan for years was a client state of China, and the U.S. successfully wooed China away specifically over the nuclear program. China was not giving nuclear weapons to Pakistan, and the U.S. came in through AQCon and did it. And that's what got all of the Chinese or the Pakistani elite in the ISI and the controllers in the military tied to the U.S., and they've been tied there ever since. There's still a T2T going on between China trying to woo back Pakistan, but I'm not sure exactly how this is going to play out in the world war. I know that when it's finally launched, China's very, very worried about India being in its backyard. I mean, India's got as many potential soldiers as China does and probably capable of better training. So if that turns on China at some point, they could be in trouble.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com. Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.